It's a typical windy summer day on the southern plains, with gusts rolling in from the west at more than 50 miles per hour. The sky has a brown hue as a thin veil of loose, dry dirt spreads toward the horizon. It's reminiscent of a day 80 years ago, April 14, 1935, the day this region remembers as Black Sunday.
And that old thing rolled over, and by God, I took my family, I had two girls, my wife and two daughters, down in that cave, a lantern. You couldn't see nothing.
That's how Raymond Elsacer of Haskell County remembered Black Sunday. He was interviewed in September 1977 by University of Kansas Dust Bowl historian Donald Wooster. He also interviewed Ed Phillips of Boise City in the Oklahoma Panhandle, who said the dust cloud that day rolled in so quickly that it soon became a question of survival.
When it first struck, it just looked like I was looking at a black wall. You couldn't see a thing in the world out that window, just that black. I didn't think of there being any tornado or anything like that, but I thought of whether or not we wouldn't be smothered in it because the dust was just that black.
It's now 80 years later, and the weather has been as dry, if not drier, than it was in the dirty 30s. It begs the question, could there be another Dust Bowl? Boise City, Oklahoma newspaper editor C.F. David says no.
Not like the 30s, I don't think, because they learned quite a bit, and the government's come in and bought up a lot of the land here. We have a lot of state land out here and federal land that's been turned to grass. We farm differently.
David's opinion is typical of many of the region's farmers and community leaders. However, about a mile down the road from the Boise City News, Jody Risley says the area can expect more dust storms.
Yes, we can. We had some this year. I mean, we've had the dirt storms this year. We've been in this, like, 9-year drought now, and we're drier these past 9 years than we ever were during the Dust Bowl. A lot drier.
Risley is the director of the Cimarron Heritage Cultural Museum. Her museum provided much of the source material used in the Ken Burns Dust Bowl documentary.
They were hardy people, and I guess that's why some of us second and third generations are hardy people, is because we have to be able to stay here, you know, and keep surviving.
Despite the recession and drought, the people of the Southern Plains remain optimistic, just as they have during other hard times. Ann Miner is with the Prairie Museum of Art and History in Colby. She says she sees evidence of this optimism in the older sections of her town.
I mean, you think about some of these buildings that went up during the 1930s, one of the grimmest periods in this region's history, but yet, you know, there was still hope and looking towards the future. Well, we need these things.
Optimism is one thing, facts are another. Mary Knapp is a climatologist with the Kansas State University Weather Data Library. She says drought isn't the only threat to the High Plains. Grasshopper infestations and wildfires have also been known to create dust storms.
When you get those kinds of conditions, the soils out in the western High Plains are so vulnerable to blowing that you could have a dust storm simply because the vegetation that had been in place has been wiped out by one of these natural factors.
Knapp also notes that droughts are cyclical, averaging one every 22 years. The intervals between droughts and their duration may vary, but they are inevitable. The population of the 39 westernmost counties in Kansas dropped more than 4% in the last decade. Some regional centers, such as Garden City, have seen modest growth, but there's been a steady decline in the more rural counties. Dust Bowl historian Donald Wooster says that, too, is inevitable.
Well, it's hard, especially when you are obsessed by the image of infinite possibilities. When you don't accept the fact that there are natural limits that we have to understand and deal with, and sometimes those limits change.
Whether it's an image of infinite possibilities or an optimism born from harsh experience, the drought, the dwindling supplies of surface and groundwater, and gale-force winds scraping dirt from the land are constant reminders to the people of the Southern Plains of what has been and of the dusty, dry days that may come again. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm David Guth.